You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, chatting about places where you need to get permission from the government. Specifically, we're talking about licensing, but there's a lot of different examples of where getting permission from the government is really the first thing you have to do, isn't there?
Yeah, it is, Kevin. You know, you hear the discussion in the political arena about, you know, red tape and, you know, government getting in, you know, how much government's involved with businesses. And this is what we really mean. We're talking about licenses that have to be obtained in order to operate a business, permits that may have to be applied for, mm-hmm. all these different things where you need to get something, some piece of paper, or pay something to a government agency or entity in order to proceed with what you want to do in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the most straightforward, simplest example is and every business has one, is the tax identification number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start out, you know, first of all, you file articles with the Secretary of State for the
mm-hmm.
state.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying a fee,
right,
to be official and have that liability shield. And then you're going to the IRS and applying for a tax identification number, which is like the Social Security number for the business. That's how you'll report on tax returns. That's how, you know, some vendors will ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will be defined by that number. And then depending on the state and depending on the type of business you have, you may have some state tax ID number as well. Here in Minnesota, if you're having to collect sales tax, or if you have employees and have withholding tax or some of those things, you have to obtain a state tax ID number, and that's how you need that for those purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So tax ID numbers are kind of the most basic example, and of course filing your articles of permissions that you would need from the government in order to start your business.
So in the restaurant business, there's, from what I understand, kitchen licenses. I'm not exactly sure what those are, but you can elaborate on those a little bit. And you, of course, deal with a lot of different breweries. There's mm-hmm. a lot of licensing involved there as well. Talk about that a little
bit. Yeah, let's talk about both. First, with the restaurant, restaurant's going to have a couple of different issues. The restaurant's going to need a retail Class A liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to go, here in Minnesota, those are handled by the city.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to go to the city to get to apply for a liquor license in order to sell liquor at their restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to have a commercial kitchen there, which is going to require some level of permitting and inspection. And inspection mm-hmm. bounces all over at different levels. It could be city, could be county, could be state, depending on where you're located. And that's speaking here of Minnesota. So then you're going to mm-hmm. have, because they want to make sure, like the health inspector is going to make sure that everything is clean and sanitary, in the kitchen area.
Absolutely.
So those kinds of issues come up with the restaurant. With the breweries have three levels of regulation and permitting that's required. You have a federal license to manufacture through the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Trade Bureau. We've talked about that on the on this show before, and you have to show them your your location and your layout and proof of funds and ownership and all sorts of things, and submit anybody making more owning more than 10% or being a principal officer has to submit to a criminal background check and all that kind of stuff. Then you have to get a license from the state, and you have to get licenses from, you have to get approval from both for your labels to be able to, if you're going to sell beer on shelves. And then if you're going to have a tap room, what a lot of these breweries do, that goes through your local municipality. So you have to go usually through the city to get a permit for that. So again, there are a lot of different layers in those two types of businesses where you have to get a lot of permissions, should we call them, from the government in order to proceed at the risk of fines if you don't.
Sure. Now, you had mentioned that in Minnesota, at least, and of course, I'm sure many of the other states have this available in whatever context, but in Minnesota, there's actually a website that's dedicated to licensing, and they give you all the details.
Yeah, it's a great website. And for those of people listening in Minnesota that have a that are thinking of starting a business or have a business, want to make sure they're compliant, go to mn.gov/e-license. So E-L-I-C-E-N-S-E. And you can put a profession in there, and not only will it pull up yes or no, it'll say what licenses you have to have, but also the statutory or administrative code provision that supports that. So you can go find that in those, you go to the Reviser of Statutes website, and you can find all our Minnesota statutes and Minnesota rules and everything like that. So you can go right to the source based on what you find on the e-license site and find the applicable, statutory administrative provisions that back up what's needed. And, you go to any of these government websites and they'll, there's a form to fill out and they'll say what the filing fee is and all those kinds of things. So it's pretty straightforward. That's what we talk about with government being in our lives is, certain businesses, the states have decided it's in their interest to regulate. You see a lot of stuff in real estate, in order to get you have to have a real estate license. It means you have to, you're going to have to take classes towards it. For me, I have a law license. I had to go to school for, a law school for 3 years, get a degree, take an exam, take two exams. I had a regular bar exam and a professional responsibility bar exam. Had to go through, submit a whole bunch of paperwork. When I was licensed in Wisconsin, I didn't have to take another exam again, but I had to submit to all this background, review before I could be admitted. So there's, like I said, certain professions, the states have decided that they have an interest in making sure that they have some say in how those businesses are carried out, and that's how they do it, through licensing and permits.
And here, the necessity of having an attorney involved in your organization and understanding this whole thing. I was just blown away recently when saw one of the political leaders on Capitol Hill talking about all the new rules and regulations created for business, and it was actually one day's work, and it was this nice big thick stack of paper, and she goes, here's Monday, here's Tuesday, here's Wednesday. And so getting an attorney involved in your business and helping you understand what licensing requirements are and navigating this is a really huge piece. All the legal issues in business are a big deal today.
That's right. And like I always tell people, one business client may deal with this one time. We have to deal with this many times. And so it's always best to work with a professional that knows the lay of the land in terms of the regulatory environment.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show, talking about areas of licensing and places you'll need to get permission from the government. You can go to that website, mn.gov/e-license. Again, Kevin with Jeff here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter.
Thanks for listening.